and Alex Show, Radio Now, and you can join in the conversation. How?
Call the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, 317-239-1009.
Alex, if you didn't know, is a natural-born Hoosier. You were born in Indiana.
I mean,
you...
Terre Haute.
Woo-hoo!
Terre Nasty.
T to the H, all up in this. I'm a Michigan native, but I've been in Indiana for 5 years, if that means... Am I one or no? Am I one yet? Please say I'm one.
Well, we'll find out.
Am I a Hoosier?
A list has come out talking about, you know, the different things that really truly make someone a Hoosier. So that's what we're trying to figure out is what do you think truly makes someone a Hoosier? 317-239-1009. On here is a natural born Hoosier will stand by the Colts, Pacers, Boilermakers, and other Indiana colleges no matter how dismal their season might be. But they're not afraid to criticize them to no end.
So wait, would you consider yourself to do that?
Yeah, 100%. I always roast them. I always roast them. They talk about... the incoming prospects, like new players, and but they also delight in their victories. So there's that on there. Also, they say that you have to debate what the best John Mellencamp song is. Is it Pink Houses?
Okay, that's a good song.
Oh, but ain't that America for you and me? Ain't that America? Something to see, baby.
Or is it Jack and Diane?
Wait, I have to choose between Pink Houses and Jack and Diane?
Exactly. That's what they're saying. A real Hoosier has these debates.
It's got to be Jack and Diane, right?
I would vote Jack and Diane.
I mean, I like Pink Houses, but it's Jack and Diane.
So there's all sorts of things on here, but I just wanted to see what you would say. They talk about food and things like that, and I think we have someone on the phone that has a comment about Hoosier food.
Misty, you a Hoosier?
I am a born and raised Hoosier.
All right, good. Do you accept me yet, or do I have to prove my Hoosierness to you?
I think you still have to prove it.
Dang, Misty, I thought it was an easy get in here.
What's a good way to know if someone's a true Hoosier?
Well, Joe, do you know what a breaded tenderloin is?
Oh, my God, do I ever? Yes, it's like bigger than my head. It's fried. It's a pork tenderloin. It's so good.
Well, you're getting there then.
So, wait, but I know what it is.
Well, you still have some other, I mean, have you ever gotten a flat tire from a chuck hole?
Oh no, I don't. I haven't gotten that.
From a what?
I have. A flat tire from a chuck hole.
What's a chuck hole?
We call them in Indiana, we call them chuck holes, potholes.
Oh, I say another word that sounds like Chuck. It rhymes with it.
Actually, yes, I have had several of those. I've had several. Yeah, both of those are actually on this list, Misty. It says the true test of one's Hoosierness is in the tenderloin. A Hoosier knows the difference between a tenderloin and a fritter, which is a small frozen disc masquerading as a tenderloin. And it also says the thing about chuck holes and potholes.
Wow, okay. Mm-hmm. We're learning today, Misty. Hey, thank you for helping us out. I feel like I learned a lot about Indiana when I lived in Evansville for almost 3 years before I came here to work with you in Indy. And they have Fall Festival down there, which is like a big thing. I learned a lot about stuff like brain sandwiches are big down
there.
Like
real brains?
Yeah, real brains. Cow brain.
Gross.
Oh, it is gross,
You know
actually.
What? Hoosiers denounce that. That's not going to be a part of it.
No, to me, you have to have a brain sandwich for a Hoosier.
That's not part of it. I'm making that rule now.
All right.